This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is looking for a new Homeland Security Secretary. Resigned yesterday, some say under pressure from President Trump. The president just announcing in a tweet yesterday that she was leaving her post. Republican Representative John Joyce of Pennsylvania says if President Trump sent her packing, he believes there was a good reason to do so.
He realizes the serious issues that are occurring at the southern border. He realizes that we are at a national crisis.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Israeli voters will elect a new prime minister tomorrow in what's expected to be the Jewish state's closest election in years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing serious corruption charges while he runs for a fifth term. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Democrats continue to talk about subpoenas to get a hold of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report on the Russia investigation. One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, says it's kind of early for that.
There's a process going forward. I think it's moving quickly. I mean, the attorney general got out his letter putting forward the principal conclusions very quickly. He said you'll have it by the 15th or sooner. That's why I find it ironic that people are talking about subpoenas already for the document when we're probably less than a week away or about a week away from getting them.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. Keith Urban, the big winner in this year's Academy of Country Music Awards, taking away the Entertainer of the Year honor.
To the fans out there, you are amazing. I have no idea how much you mean to me. No idea.
At last night's show in Las Vegas, Kacey Musgraves won Female Artist of the Year and for Album of the Year. Baylor's the NCAA Women's Basketball Champ. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes plans to send 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General this coming week that focuses on the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Nunes tells Fox News 5 will name specific people and crimes, 3 deal with conspiracy, misleading Congress, obstruction, and classified leaks.
This is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. You had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters. 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president.
Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee.
President Trump addressed the Jewish Republican Coalition's annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas on Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president spent most of the speech touting his administration's accomplishments and stressing what a strong bond Israel has with the United States. The president also accused Democrats of being anti-Jewish and anti-Israel.
The Democrats' radical agenda would destroy our economy and very well could leave Israel out there all by yourselves.
The president also reminded the crowd that it's his administration that has recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Well, aloha, America. Yes, we're on the Big Island and very early here. And good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we got lots to talk. Of course, tonight we've got the NCAA championship game, which is going to start at about 9:20 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. This is going to be the first title game for both teams, and I know people have been waiting anxiously for that. And we've got lots to talk about here after the Sunday TV news shows. And, of course, after that was done, of course, we got the announcement that Kirstjen Nielsen, Homeland Security Secretary, had resigned her position. We knew something was quite likely. I mean, I saw that the secretary, which I felt that maybe she was unfairly targeted, but in the crosshairs, I guess there were some things there that the president was not real happy with. But well, I'll tell you, I don't know. I think this is a very almost thankless job to be in because the problem is policy. I'm not sure that it's personnel. I'm not sure what else somebody can do except light themselves on fire on the Capitol steps to, you know, get Congress to act. I mean, it's clear that Congress does not want to act. I mean, they've been kicking this can down the road, as they say, for decades. And meanwhile, it's getting worse and worse. And any time the president tries to affect something, well, then he's blocked by, you know, by activist judges. And, you know, in trying to figure out what to do here, whether he gets help or no help from Mexico, and that's a whole another enchilada altogether, because look at what's going on in Mexico. I mean, you've got drug cartels that are really running the country. Yes, he can talk with the president, and the president there might say, hey, look, I can do the best I can to stop them, you know, from traveling too far north, but that's not happening. I mean, we've got at least three caravans lining up right now. Thousands of people storming the border here, overwhelming the resources, and yet, you know, Democrats point to the problem. It's like, look, quit pointing to the problem. It's obvious what the problem is. You know, why don't you do something about it? Why don't you come up with some ideas of your own that will stop our border from being being stormed here? And I'm not getting anything from the Democrats. All I'm getting is that they don't want President Trump to get some sort of victory. Well, the heck with President Trump getting a victory has nothing to do with it. How about this country? I mean, what has happened? I mean, and you consider every aspect of what's happened on the border. And we're going to talk with Daniel Garza, the president of Libre Initiative, in just a little bit. But when you consider all that's going on and you talk about, you know, sex trafficking, you have no comprehension of it. Unless you're the one involved or you have a relative that's involved in sex trafficking, it is so dark and ugly that America, just like abortion, wants to stick its head in the sand. They don't want to talk about it. But meanwhile, we've got young women that are being abused in this country. And this, oh, yeah, by the way, the Democrats that are supposed to be the hashtag Me Too, you know, party, the hashtag me don't think so party is what you are, is what you've turned into me, because you don't, you're not defending any women's rights here whatsoever. It's the Republicans that are pointing this out time and time again. Young boys coming in, they're being drug runners and conscripted into gangs. I mean, this whole border situation with coyotes and everything, this is a human resource situation for all that's evil in our country. And that doesn't, you know, when I say all that's evil, I don't see anything positive here that's coming through here. I mean, you can say, look at, oh, well, we need the labor and all this, and, you know, we need somebody to cut our lawns and pick our fruit and stuff. Well, there's ways to do it, and there's been ways in the past in which it's done, where people could come, they go, they're seasonal, and they get to go back to their homeland. Because believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, there are many coming into this country, they love their home country. They want to be able to go back, but the way the situation is set up, once they come through the gate, I mean, the gate closes behind them, so they have to make up their mind. And so many of them are displaced. They're displaced citizens of their own country. It's not all that you think that it's just about, you know, the poverty situation. Yes, you know, they want to work like anybody else. And they see that there's jobs up north from them, and they can provide for their families, so they're willing to do whatever it takes. I mean, look what happened here in this country for so long. People weren't able to work, not very happy. And I've maintained what goes along with happiness is a good job, and we have to protect it. We have to protect it for our citizens and for other people that do come in, who come into this country, that they are protected and not operating in the shadows. But the Democrats' idea of this is, oh, we'll make sanctuary cities. We'll protect them that way. Are you kidding me? There's not enough law enforcement. You're not even operating in the shadows enough to even know what's going on until you have to go pick up a body or do something where the damage is already done. And guess where it's done? It's done in these communities that supposedly you care about. And I think these local communities, and more specifically Hispanic communities that are being greatly impacted, are figuring it out. And they're seeing that, look, it's not the Republicans that's doing it, and I hate to make it partisan, but it really, it's Democratic policies that have done this to the Hispanic communities. And they're figuring it out, and then meanwhile, they're kind of freaking out because they're losing votes to Republicans. And they're going to lose a lot more here, because what a lot of people don't understand, and this goes back, you know, to me doing this radio show. Some people say, oh, gosh, I've never heard of a conservative Hispanic. Come on, give me a break. I mean, you'd be surprised how many are conservative. Yes, you know, for right now, are they going to, you know, people are buying their vote and giving them free stuff and everything like that, just like they've done with other minority groups, because this is what Democrats do. In lieu of good policies that can help people in the long run, in lieu of doing the hard work and negotiating with Republicans and going through the political process like our founding fathers had intended and what they designed in the Constitution, they found a way to, you know, jump the line. Let's find another way to jump the shark, and let's buy votes. And so that's what they do. Time and again, they're out there buying votes. And I just can't figure out. I mean, it is beyond me. I mean, I couldn't figure it out forever. You know, my good friend Dennis Prager, we used to, you know, we worked together for about 5 years in Los Angeles. I said, well, what is it? What is it with the Jewish people that they support a party that is an absolute anathema to Israel? And he goes, Bill, he says, you're looking at the Jewish people like as if they're they're not religious. They're irreligious. You know, and it took me a while to understand that. And it wasn't until I went to Israel that I began to see it and understand it a little bit more clearly. Say, okay, now I'm beginning to understand. But even more so, you know, some of the policies and the things that Democrats are supporting, and here it is how they rallied around a representative who was supporting BDS, clearly out loud, I mean, not even, you know, in the shadows, let's just be frank about it, and the comments that were made, and who rallied around the representatives, the elected representatives, to support that kind of thinking and allow it to perpetuate. And their idea was, oh, okay, we're just going to sanction all kind of hate. they totally mollified the offense. And I think an increasing number of Jewish people are understanding, you know, that these guys are out of step. And so Jews are starting to make a realization and align their vote consistent with those interests that support their interests. And I think that's common sense. And this is starting to happen around the country because the Democrats, their ideas are socialism. Let's open the borders. let's just allow our government to be overrun, and we're going to continue to increase the debt. And the cost of government is going to go up exponentially if they are controlled. This is what they're showing you time and again, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, they're yelling and screaming about the president's taxes. And we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming to you live from the Big Island of Hawaii.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live. Fresh and independent, just the way you like it. Say, Brad, you know, I think we need a little bit of maybe Brother Is Hawaiian music, you know, just a bumper here, just because I'm going to be here for the next couple of weeks here on the Big Island. And then we go off to see the 2.5-year-old grandson who's traveling at Mach 5 speeds. Just can't wait to see him. They're on Maui. And then we'll be there with, of course, one of our sponsors, Kanapali Beach Hotel, that puts us up a couple of times a year that we just love so much. They're such great people. So looking forward to that. In the midst of all this ongoing hoopla about the president's taxes. That's it. You know, you wondered for a moment. You said, okay, what are the Democrats going to chase after now that the Mueller report is out? I mean, they're like hanging on to the last thread. Can Nadler and Shifty Shift and, you know, whatever. Or is he still pencil neck now? Is he? I think, yeah, he still is. So still pencil neck Shift. And, it's just unbelievable. They're like a dog on a bone. They're not about to let that go. But you say, okay, what's next? That's right. We're going to go after the president's taxes. And, you know, the thing was, it was interesting because even Mitt Romney finally came up and said, look, he doesn't have to turn over his taxes, which, I mean, it was interesting. But I'm surprised that Mitt Romney didn't come back and say, look at what happened. I turned over my taxes. And what did Harry Reid do? I mean, he was so irresponsible about it. He lied. He flat out lied about Mitt Romney's taxes. And, of course, if you remember, he kind of smirked about it. He said, well, he didn't get elected president anyway, did he? You know, like, okay, the ends justify the means for the Democratic Party. And so we're supposed to believe that they're going to be some sort of, you know, considerate about the president's taxes. They don't even understand Obamacare. Okay, almost 3,000 pages of it. They didn't read it. So now they're going to read the president's, taxes. They don't even understand. They're not even in that league with all the deductions and the amount of zeros that the guy deals with and that. But, they're going to have their staff members, you know, read that are even further away from understanding the economics or even the tax strategy that the president must use, and it's not like the president didn't turn over anything. I mean, he turned over a financial report. You have to do that. And he turned it over and declared it. And, the fact of the matter is, as they say, 63 million people voted for him. They knew darn well he hadn't turned over his taxes. I mean, it's not a law that you turn over your taxes. And then, the Democrats have already proven what they do. I mean, everything's a fishing, expedition for them. It's like another opportunity to find something that they can pick at or point out and create some sort of dissatisfaction about it. Well, okay, let me tell you what. You know, after our conversation, remember with Trevor Loudon, and Trevor flat out just said, look, you have people in Congress that can't even pass a security clearance exam. I mean, not even an exam. I mean, an investigation, they themselves. Okay, well, if they can't, let's find out. Let's go ahead and put them through, a comprehensive security examination. Let's check them out and let us know who can and cannot. I mean, every once in a while you get these reports about how much money they owe, the tax, traffic bills, tickets that they don't pay, on and on. I mean, it's crazy. But here they are, they're worried about the president, but they themselves, it's like, look, if that's the scrutiny, hey, let's put everybody through the scrutiny. Everybody brings out their taxes, let's lay them out there, and let's also, let's make sure that you're vetted properly, and we know exactly, how much K Street money you're getting. Who is depositing money in your accounts to get you reelected? All that good stuff. Let's have full disclosure all across the board. Why not? I mean, hey, what's good for the goose, good for the gander, right? And let's lay it out there. Let's see what happens. You want full disclosure, and I'm not sure that's a bad idea, frankly, that we know, who's pulling your strings. I think they might be. I like that one. Jerry Nadler is liable to be yelling and screaming over that, and a lot of other congressmen see what's going on, say, okay, how many of you are involved with George Soros? How many of you are really, I mean, you say you're not a socialist, but how come you're a card-carrying Democratic socialist as Trevor Loudon? And he's been on top of this for years. I mean, this isn't something that's just been 2 weeks old. But the mainstream media isn't going to report on that, and you probably think, what, Democratic? What do you mean Democratic socialist? These people have been involved in this for a long time. See, this is that diabolical part that's coming after our country, all in the name of, you know, our people need to know and democracy and all this stuff. Look at, and there's some well-meaning people. I mean, you know, you see them as talking heads, and Marie Scharf, for example, yesterday afternoon on Meet the Press was on Fox, and she made a statement. It was like, you know, I thought for a minute, how naive. I mean, she's a smart gal, but still, her comment was so naive. And Juan Williams the same way. I mean, he's all duped into thinking that, you know, the Democratic Party is all kumbaya, and they, you know, they mean all these good things for the middle class. You go, wait a minute, you guys clearly devastated the middle class. You killed the middle class with Obamacare and other policies that you thrust upon our country. You know, the way you continue to build the size of government. I mean, you said you were going to fundamentally transform this country. And I think Maurice Scharf and others, even Juan Williams and well-meaning Democrats, look at it and say, you know, on the surface. But it's like, wait a minute. You guys need to ask some more questions. You need to, I mean, as smart as you are, you know, make yourself familiar with critical thinking and ask these questions and find out, really, what is the underbelly of the Democratic Party? It's not Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is going along, getting along because she's so hungry for power. You know, she figures, okay, the wave is moving a little bit to the left, a little bit socialist. Well, I can kind of manage that as long as I stay in power. And, you know, how many more years do I got left? You know, I can hang in here for, you know, maybe another voting cycle, and then I'm going to go off in retirement, and everything's fine, and whatever these knuckleheads decide to do, they do, and the chips are going to fall where they fall. And, you know, if socialism, you know, takes hold, well, it must be the best thing for the country. You know, she may figure, and others, instead of, you know, people fighting for the American way of life and the American dream and what our U.S. Constitution is all about. Now, let's set all that aside, you know, because like Barack Obama, you know, we're going to fundamentally transform our country. And I say fundamentally transform to what? You know, what is it? Is anybody claiming perfection? Nobody's claiming perfection here. But my goodness, I think compared to other forms of government historically, you know, the capital system of our economy and a representative type government, when it's operating, when it operates judiciously and appropriately on behalf of the people. You see, but you know, like Marie Scharf said the other day, what she said was, look at, you know, the people don't know better, but we know better. So we're going to, you know, we're just going to tell them this is what they're going to do. You see, this is the attitude of the Democratic Party, because they look down on the every man and woman and think that you don't know better. And they abandon the idea that this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. And it is, as long as, you know, it isn't a government of, for, by, we, the people, if we, the people, you know, hang it up and disengage and we don't hold them accountable, whether it is for the Mueller report and the stuff that they put us through. I mean, it's more than $30 million, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're talking $67 million and counting what we paid for, counting all the, when you consider the congressional investigations and, you know, just the Mueller report alone, $30 million plus. You know, they try to say 20, 25. I mean, they kind of use the same kind of you know, numerical equations and math as they do when they talk about illegal immigration. How long have we heard? Oh, it's about 11, 13 million. Now it's like, hey, we don't know. Of course you don't know. You don't care to know. And so now it's like, well, hey, maybe it's 20, maybe it's 25 million illegals. What a mess. But this is brought to you, sadly, I mean, it's brought to you by one party, and you got to figure this out. And as far as Republicans and anybody else that wants to promote this kind of stuff, you've got to figure it out and not vote them back into office. Okay? This isn't a Republican or Democratic kind of thing, if you heard me say, you know, quite often. Really, this is about we the people. This is an American kind of thing, and that's what you have to stand for, ladies and gentlemen. You got to stand for those things that promote the American way of life, which is good for all concerned. It's not about a particular race. It's not a particular gender group. It is about all of America. When we start bifurcating and hyphenating this country, then that's when divided we fall. You got to figure this out. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Daniel Garza from the Lieber Initiative is next.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual Fun Yet Smelly Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belonged to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is looking for a new Homeland Security Secretary. As Kirstjen Nielsen resigned yesterday, some say under pressure from President Trump. The president just announcing in a tweet yesterday that she was leaving her post. Republican Representative John Joyce of Pennsylvania says if President Trump sent her packing, he believes there was a good reason to do so.
He realizes the serious issues that are occurring at the southern border. He realizes that we are at a national crisis.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Israeli voters will elect a new prime minister tomorrow in what's expected to be the Jewish state's closest election in years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing serious corruption charges while he runs for a fifth term. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro Loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Gaga Gugu here, ladies and gentlemen, working hard to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And we're grateful for our next guest, Daniel Garza, as I mentioned, president of Libra Initiative here. And we're going to talk some border talk here. Daniel, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate you inviting me on.
Well, we appreciate you having you here because, with all the conflicting reports coming out of D.C. these days, I mean, it's almost like they're operating on a whole other planet, Daniel. People here in America see it for what it is. I mean, it's absolute chaos. The Democrats are beside themselves. And I mean, this is pathetic because this is our government and we're paying for it, whether it's Republicans, Democrats, Independent. I mean, this is our good money that we're investing in. And it seems that people are more interested, I say one side more than other, in bringing down a duly elected president. I mean, we just went through what has clearly been exposed as a coup, an attempted coup of an elected government official, president of the United States. And because if the Mueller report had anything to offer it would have been out there. Now, they may be a little upset, maybe some of the attorneys, because, you know, maybe a preposition didn't, you know, it may have gotten hung here and there, and there wasn't, you know, quite as much emphasis on things. But clearly, if Robert Mueller had something, the president would have, as Adam Schiff and others had claimed, would have been, you know, put in handcuffs or something.
Yeah, there's no question that I think that there are a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who suffer from, you know, being jaded from partisan blindness. And they see everything through a filter of how it, you know, benefits the party politically. And unfortunately, I think that community has grown in Washington, D.C. And then you're starting to see the more of the polarization. And then, of course, you know, they have this resentment because they don't get their way. And then they start projecting all these false narratives of, you know, racism and collusion and all these other things. And that's unfortunate. It happens on both sides, by the way.
And you really
identify who these people are in that city.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Daniel, but, you know, it's just the fact of the matter is we the people got to say stop it. You know, we've had enough of this.
Exactly right.
And we the people got to be smart enough to vote in people who are about the people's business, that are interested in handling solutions like what's happening at the border. Go ahead.
You know, what I think Americans find frustrating is, can you just take a look at the facts objectively? And like you said, you know, if what's happening on the border, it's obvious we have a situation that is tenuous right now on the border, and that the traffic of illegality has spiked. And that you can only speak honestly about that, as opposed to, again, projecting these false narratives that somehow everything is still good, everything is okay, and don't worry about it. That Americans... Again, you know, they like order. And when they don't see order at the border, I mean, look, bottom line is we decide who comes in and under what conditions. Right. And when we lose that kind of control, then something needs to be done.
Yeah. Well, we've lost that control for quite a while, Daniel. And look who's being, I mean, this is lose-lose all the way around. It's lose-lose for the American citizen. And, you know, who's being impacted greater but Hispanic communities? Because it's not like, you know, the illegal immigrants are finding their way to Beverly Hills or Westchester County. You know, I mean, they are going into these minority areas and tormenting the holy what have you out of the local citizens there, and they get it. I mean, they're feeling the pain of it because they have to shut up, keep their heads down, and hopefully somebody's going to come to the rescue. But meanwhile, you know, you've got sanctuary cities coming into play, all under this guise like, oh, we want to keep people out of the shadows. Really, if you want to keep them out of the shadows, that happens at the border. It doesn't happen when they're here in the United States.
Yeah, you know, what's unfortunate is that, you know, we've welcomed immigrants for the longest time, right? This is throughout our history, and it's proven to be immeasurable value to our economy and our culture. But there's no question that I think our modern system is broken. I think everybody agrees that, you know, immigration, legal immigration is good, but our current system is bad. And, you know, what we need to get to is real reform. And it's going to take, you know, I think emphasizing important parts of the debate, which has to do with market-based, employment-driven approach, worker visas. You know, how do we deal with the children of immigrants and especially border security? I think is, you know, we need to get down to the business of reforming, without question.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daniel, you know, at border security, I mean, part of the problem you got is you got these cartels that are really running the country of Mexico. You know, the bottom line, and Mexico needs help. And this is going to take a lot of courage, which means you may be looking at something where, you know, the government of the United States comes in and helps Mexico clean out what they cannot clean out forever, you know, and that is the cartels, the drug cartels there.
Well, it's especially acute here in McAllen, Texas, where I live, you know, where on the other side of the border, of course, in Reynosa and Matamoros, you have, you know, these cartel factions that are fighting for territory. And look, you're right. The focus of U.S. border security should be to defend against people that present risk to national safety, you know, to keep those out who would do America harm or exploit other immigrants. And that's exactly what's happening with these cartels. And, you know, I think what we need is a modern and common sense process, you know, that would allow immigrants to enter and work legally in the United States and you know, reduce criminal activity along the border from cartels, like you mentioned, that currently are capitalizing on the black market of unauthorized immigration. So they're driving a lot of the illegality, and it's something, you're right, that we have to help our neighbors with tackling. But
Well, Daniel, you and I...
years since our last immigration reform, so it's high time.
Well, yeah, and meanwhile, you know, there's been a particular interest, and again, I hate to make this partisan, but the fact of the matter is there's one, I mean, I guess you could bifurcate and say, okay, maybe, you know, on the Republican side, or there are, supposed, conservatives or Republicans that support, low-cost employees and that sort of thing. And then you get the Democrats that seem to be interested in buying up votes and looking for, future constituents. So if they buy them and bring them in illegally, I mean, I don't know how, that really benefits the people in the long run because they got to operate in the shadows, as we talked about. But also previously you and I talked about that, shock of shocks to people. I want people to know is that not everybody that comes to America here wants to be an American citizen. I mean, they are, they've got homeland loyalties. They're running up here right now, yes, for jobs, because that's what drives most people, is people want to be productive. They want to provide for their families. But the problem is they don't have access like in previous years, to where you could come here on a work visa, come and go home, be back with your family, be back in the country you love. I shared with you about my grandfather. My grandfather did not want to die in America. He did not. His home was Mexico. When the last time he crossed the border, Daniel, he paid a penny for his citizenship when he came into the United States, he and my grandmother in 1900. Okay. And when it was time for him to go back home, he was at the border, and shocking to my grandmother. I mean, he tore up all his papers. He said, no, I'm happy to be back. I don't want to be buried. So sadly, my grandfather's buried in Mexico and my grandmother in Camarillo, California. But, that's the way they operated. But, the thing is you have to understand, like you say, there are people that, they have a homeland. And their homeland is Mexico, or it's Central America somewhere, Guatemala. That is where they grew up. That's where they've got family. But they want the ability to be able to come and go and head back and not feel like they got to be scrutinized, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in an economy like we have now, where President Trump, of course, because of tax reform, because of, regulatory cuts, because of increases in energy production, has the economy booming. And there is no question that there are market forces right now currently are demanding legal immigration, and like you're talking about, establish a system of worker visas. Look, I think despite our dynamic economy and the new demands for really what is should be a diversified talent pool, our current system for work visas hasn't changed much since 1965.
Right.
Exactly what you're talking about. We need a modern day employment based, market driven policy that allow people to meet specific labor market demands, but we're capping visas and we're not providing the employers with that flexibility to have that workforce that they need. So
exactly.
Yep.
You got it. We got to go to break. We've got more from Daniel Garza, the president of the Labor Initiative, right after this. Stay with us. Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the way we get overrun is when good people remain silent. And when you think about whenever there's change, it always starts with a small minority of people. I mean, look what's happening. You know, Daniel Garza, I got to tell you, I'm in the Big Island of Hawaii right now, which is spectacular, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been here, but this is the first time. We've been saying for the longest time, because we come to Hawaii, we have a 2.5-year-old grandson in Maui, and so we get across the pond here and get a chance to go to Maui. But this is the first time that we've had a chance to come to the Big Island. Oh my goodness, it is just spectacular. We're having a great time here. You got to come. I mean, it is awesome. Plus, we found this place for Huli Huli Chicken that they told me about, CJ's. It's an outdoor barbecue. This gal told us, she goes, Bill, she goes, this is like chicken on crack. It is so... She was like so excited. She was lit. She was lighting up and everything. And I thought, okay, it must be pretty.
It feels like, Bill.
I don't know, but you could just tell from the expression that she meant it was going to taste,
sure.
Ono, very Ono, as they say here on the island. So, oh my goodness! And sure enough, it was awesome. It was really good. So we're having a great time here. But anyway. Getting back to the matters of hand, Secretary Nielsen, as you mentioned, had tendered her resignation, seemed to be in the crosshairs with the president for at least the last year. Something not happening right. There's maybe a breakdown in communication, what's going on. And I've maintained it wasn't necessarily what she was. I mean, she's only part of the puzzle here. I mean, probably the president, he wants to fire anybody, he ought to fire some members of Congress, because this is all driven by policy. We have what we have right now because of policy, do we not?
No, look, absolutely. And I think she has said before that as long as illegal entry remains a criminal offense, DHS has to can't look the other way, and they have to be involved, mm-hmm. and ICE has to be involved, and you need somebody obviously who has the trust of the president, who's competent, who is going to make sure that there is security at the border, and Americans expect that.
Mm-hmm. Well, every time the president's tried to do something, just from a common sense standpoint, because, you know, you say, okay, I mean, to me, you got people storming the border, and you've got 48 legal entry points for them to come through, and people doing what they do best is nobody wants to stand in line, so if they jump the line, then suddenly they go to the front of the line, right? And so they break the law by not going through the proper channels. They get arrested, and they get processed faster than the people that are going through the border. So the president says, well, let's dissuade that. Let's not reward that. So what we'll do, anybody who does not come through the legal entry points, the 48 entry points, they immediately do not pass go, collect $200. They go back to their home country. Seems to make sense because it gives an incentive there for people who are respecting the rule of law, right? And then an activist judge says, oh, no, you can't do that, right?
Well, that's the law, right? That if somebody is crossing illegally between our ports of entry, then that is you've taken an illegal action. And, of course, you will suffer the consequences of the law. But apparently, you know, they have found a loophole in the system that if you are accompanied with a minor, then somehow that gives you almost an automatic ticket into America, or at least for a court hearing at some point in the future, which is why I think we kind of disagreed with the president and shutting down the border, because it's not only that they were showing up at the points of entry, they're also crossing illegally to in between ports of entry. And what you're doing, you're going to just punish those who are legally entering. You're punishing manufacturers and small businesses and those who do trade, $1.5 billion a day. And so
exactly.
That wouldn't have stopped anything, because there's still...
That's a lot of avocados, Daniel. A lot of avocados going across
the
border.
I understand also tomatoes and blackberries and asparagus spiked since the threat to close the border. So just the threat has spiked these products. And so you can imagine everything else. There has to be a fix to that loophole in a way that also still respects, I think, our history of being compassionate, right, when it comes to asylum requests, and that they be done fair and expeditiously. And that we give everyone their due consideration as individuals as to what their case is. But you're right. It also has to be that once, you know, someone is caught taking an illegal action, that there be an immediate consequence to it.
Right. Well, Daniel, the tough thing about it is that because of the politicization of what's happening at the border, reasonable people can't sit there and say, look, it doesn't take a genius to go down there to say, wow, these ICE and Border Patrol personnel are being overwhelmed. You know, the border is being stormed. You know, we don't have the capacity to handle the numbers of people. And it's not like all of a sudden you can just sit there and say, okay, hey, we're just going to, you know, we're just going to add 500 more judges to the situation so we can hear the cases, or we're going to, build temporary facilities. The president even offered to do that, not even temporary, but to offer more beds. And the Democrats said, no, we don't want more beds. We don't want more facilities there to put up these families. Well, wait a minute. Come on. If the problem is that there's not enough there, then, you know, cut me a break here. Now, all of a sudden, it just becomes politicized. It's like as if they just want the president to lose more sleep over this, and instead of coming alongside and saying, okay, look, let's do this. Let's offer these kind of solutions, right?
Well, this is where Americans are really frustrated with what's happened with immigration. I mean, it seems like in our increasingly divisive political culture, one has to be either all in on one side or all on the other. And frankly, I've seen how the American people are just exhausted from watching, seeing Washington grind to a halt, because, you know, lawmakers from both parties are most focused on their own reelections, right, and scoring political points.
Right.
And enacting, you know, policy that help people improve their lives. Like, you know, it has, like, we need to do on immigration. And almost no other issue has been victimized by this hyper-partisanship like immigration has. But what really frustrates people is when you see what's happening at the border and you turn a blind eye to it and you don't speak objectively as to what's going on. And people, you know, especially folks like myself who live here in the border, I have issues to work for the Border Patrol. You know, he talks about, you know, the other day they caught 40 Chinese people. You know, in a truck that had crossed illegally, Chinese now are starting to come in. And so you're starting to have people from all over the world come into our southern border. And that should be a concern to everybody. We should have an honest discussion about these kind of issues. But at the same time, drive legislation that's going to help to resolve this and be long-term and modern and sensible, that has flexibility to accommodate for market forces, you know, for humanitarian issues, for family unification issues. These are all important aspects of our immigration system that right now are hindering, I think, good, hard-working, decent, industrious people from coming into America legally.
Well, Daniel, you're exactly right, because that has been the history of this country, and this is the other thing that's getting lost in the whole process. And you kind of suggested this just a moment ago, and I'm one to look at it. I mean, look what the cartels are doing. I mean, they're doing a better job at vetting the people coming across. I mean, for them, this is kind of like a human resource boon. You know, they look at it and they go, okay, hey, you get in line number one, you're in line number two. You know, they've got different jobs and things and interests that the cartels are interested in, and they are qualifying and vetting these immigrants as they come to the border. Well, you know, where is America on this? I mean, you've got a talent pool, a labor force here that you're not even vetting. You're just, you know, you bring them through. You're just going through this process that is totally bogged down, as you say. And you're just looking to get them through and say, okay, I did my job. They're going to come back in their next hearing, which is going to be 2.5-3 years from now, maybe. You know, and it's like, why does that make sense? And, you know, you just send them off on their way. I mean, that's so irresponsible, as opposed to looking and saying, okay, hey, what did you do? What did you do in Mexico? What was your job in El Centro? What's your learning? I mean, let's at least vet and have an idea of the people that are coming in here. And like you could say, hey, look, we got a job for you. You need to talk to these people over here, because we can. You know, if you do not offer a job and you let these people operate in the shadows, what are the chances of them getting involved in something more illegal on the other side of the border? I think it's greatly enhanced, don't you say?
Greatly enhanced. Exactly right. I think when you siphon off or bottleneck the legal immigration, then that induces more illegal immigration. And again, we're keeping good, decent people from coming into America. And look, American employers need labor, right? You know, and so
yes.
Look, you talked about your family. You know, when I listen to Dad, you know, he describes his feelings for America in much the same way, you know, that your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my parents worked hard. They sacrificed so much and put up with so much, you know, that when they were immigrants in order to achieve their aspirations. And like millions who came before them and millions who will come after them, they built their life, moved on and up, and along the way strengthened our nation. No country has allowed more people to achieve wealth and fulfill their aspirations than America has. But right now our system doesn't allow for that. And that's why I think it's just so necessary that we have, you know, a strong bipartisan effort to do this. And right now you have both sides retreating to their base. And that's unfortunate, because what we need is consensus right now on this issue.
Exactly.
And Americans demand it and deserve it.
Well, without a doubt, and as you say, we're wasting time, money, resources along the way, just fussing and fighting here, and it's not going to happen. Solutions aren't going to happen in individual camps, because if you have individual camps, then what you have is Obamacare, which has been an absolute disaster, because it was unilaterally, thrust upon the people.
On Obamacare.
No, exactly. No. So you've got to have both sides involved that are interested in a holistic solution, and it's there. And, you know, as you say, this is symptomatic of just the basic problem that we have coming out of the Beltway, and it's up to we, the people, to raise their heads up and say, look, at enough of this junk, let's move on, because look, if we get this handled, then I think that health care becomes manageable. I think, some other issues of our country can be managed in such a way that's win-win for all concerned, don't you think?
Well, it's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and it still has to continue to be that way. That's why we need to get involved and raise our voice.
Amen. Daniel Garza, the president of Libre Initiative. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Daniel, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm